All right. Hey, everybody. Gary here with Recall Williamson. I've got something really important to show you. I promise you're going to want to watch every second of this video. You are wondering why our kids are going to school in masks, why our framework is so jacked up, why businesses are closing, why things keep shutting down. You're thinking, my God, who in the world is Governor Lee listening to do all of this stuff? Well, I got a call earlier this week from a parent. Said, Gary, do you know anything about this group of 2,000 medical experts who's advising Governor Lee on these mask mandates? And I'm like, no, I haven't heard of that. Well, lo and behold, I found an article just came up on Friday on Williamson homepage. And the headline is, Medical Professionals Criticize Some Tennessee School Districts Plans to Resume In-Person Classes. Now, who are these people? Who are these medical professionals that say, and I quote, that we are insane and irresponsible for opening back up our schools? By the way, this was the same group that lobbied Governor Lee to have stay-at-home orders to begin with. This is the group that's sort of been behind all of this. Now, why they have the governor's ear, I don't know, but I think it might have something to do with the fact that they are extremely well-funded. Let's follow the rabbit trail, shall we? So I'm reading this article, and apparently this group of medical experts is part of a group called Protect My Care. So I thought, who is Protect My Care? Well, let's go see. ProtectMyCare.org. Their headline says, tell Governor Lee to stop ignoring the health experts. In fact, back in the article here, you can see that they're urging Governor Bill Lee to make decisions based on science and not politics. Okay, that seems good, doesn't it? But let's see how not political this group is. So you go to protectmycare.org, and of course, here's all the medical experts. They you know, good-looking folks. They look really smart. They're doing all of these Zoom calls, and here's all the doctors telling us why we should wear masks and why we're all going to die and why all of our businesses should close, and now why our kids can't go to school or why they should wear masks. These are the people that our school board is listening to, by the way. So let's see who these people are. Now look at the bottom of this webpage. It says there's a privacy disclaimer from Forward Tennessee. Forward Tennessee values your privacy and they won't share it. Now I think, okay, I'm on protectmycare.org. This group seems to be part of Forward Tennessee. Okay, well, who's Forward Tennessee? Let's go see. Let me pull that up here. Let's go to forwardtn.org. Okay, we support coalitions, blah, 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 for fairer, healthier, and more equitable state. Now listen, anytime you see the word equitable, at least for me, I start digging. Who is this? It just has a progressive ring to it. Let's look at their issues. Is Forward Tennessee just about healthcare? No. If you click on their healthcare link, it goes to protectmycare.org, which essentially is all about masks and closing everything down. What's tax fairness? They're about this organization is about tax fairness. Oh, they hate President Trump's Jobs Act from 2017, and they feel like all of the money just goes to the rich people. Okay, so what else do they believe? Clean air, pollution. Oh, they want more regulation. I see. Climate change. They're fighting climate change. Okay, starting to get a picture of who Forward Tennessee. What else? Oh, they're about police reform. I see. They want to defund the police. They want to ban strongholds and require de-escalation and duty to intervene. God, this sounds like policies that the Minneapolis Police Department just put in place as part of their defund the police effort. Well, gosh, who are these guys? This doesn't sound like scientific research to me. This sort of sounds like a political organization, doesn't it? Let's see. Well, I wonder if when you click the donate button, where does the money go? Oh, it goes donate to Forward Tennessee. It links to secure.actblue.com. Gosh, I feel like I've seen Act Blue before. You know what? Let me do something real quick. Let me go to Black Lives Matter, blacklivesmatter.com. And I wonder when you click the blacklivesmatter.com donate, but blacklivesmatter.com goes to secure.actblue.com. So the people Protect My Care, that are our medical experts that are telling us we need to wear masks and shut everything down, that is funded by a group called Forward Tennessee, their money goes to the same place that Black Lives Matter money goes to. Well, gosh, who could Act Blue be? Well, let's go see. Act Blue, the About Us page. You've built a powerful online fundraising platform for Democratic candidates and progressive organizations. I see. So our platform is available to Democratic candidates and committees, progressive organizations, and nonprofits that share our values. I understand. Okay, so you're part of the Democratic Party. Well, gosh, so Act Blue. So people are giving their money to Black Lives Matter, and they're giving their money to Forward Tennessee, because we all care about our health care and about our children, and we're trying to make good decisions. But let's see. Okay, so who's this organization? Who's Act Blue? Let's go to the Federal Election Commission website. Let's go to FEC.gov. All right, so over a two-year period, Act Blue has taken in almost $1.6 billion, and they have distributed to other committees $1.5 billion. Now, I wonder, where has that $1.5 billion gone to over the last 2 years from Act Blue, where all of this money is going? Well, let's see. Let's now sort this by large dollars. Okay, so your top gift, $500,000. Priorities USA Action. So the money that went through Forward Tennessee, that went to Act Blue, now is going to Priorities USA Action. Well, who's that? Who's Priorities USA Action? Let's see. What are we doing in 2020? Oh, they're trying to take down Donald Trump. I see. So Donald Trump needs to be defeated. Priorities USA is working tirelessly to persuade and mobilize voters to take back the White House and elect a Democratic candidate for president. I see. Oh, where else is this Act Blue money going? Emily's List. Who's in? $200,000 to Emily's List. Who's that? Oh, Emily's our mission. We elect pro-choice Democratic women to office. Okay, so pro-choice Democrats. Gosh, who else? Let's see. SMP. Who's SMP? Two donations for $175,000. The Senate Majority Pack. Who's that? In 2009 to 2020, we will work to elect Democratic senators who are committed to an economy that provides opportunity and security for America's working families. We will fight to hold Republicans accountable. I see. So you're electing Democratic senators. Gosh, what else is Act Blue doing? Oh, you're donating to Nancy Pelosi. Oh, the Joe Biden Victory Fund. This is making so much sense now. The Democratic Grassroots Victory Fund. Are you guys getting? You see this? Is this not blowing your mind? And you think, as a parent here in Williamson County, my God, how is our school board so stupid to put all of our kids in masks all day? Who are we listening to? Who is our county mayor listening to? Who is the governor listening to? Who are these experts that keep telling us to shut down our economy, to close businesses, to force us to stay at home and to wear masks all day? Who could this be? Could it just be these brilliant medical experts? Or could it be the Democrats?